For you today, a high for crude oil, a high for hiring of college grads, and a low for bathtubs. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The price of crude oil hit a six-month high today, up 2.4% in New York, about $65.55 a barrel now. This with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirming that the U.S. will now enforce sanctions on all Iranian oil exports. There had been waivers which allowed Iran to export some crude oil as customers transitioned to other sources. Pompeo's sense is that other exporters will fill in the gap.
Both the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have assured us they will ensure an appropriate supply for the markets.
But those markets aren't so sure. Economist Julia Coronado of Macro Policy Perspectives here in New York helps us gauge the mood of markets as we start the week. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
So we do have the price of oil at one point hitting a six-month high today. It's up 2% in New York as we speak. I mean, this is about the U.S. cracking down on Iranian sanctions.
Yes, this is absolutely a political risk development that has been boosting oil prices for really the last several months. And we're also seeing it move into gasoline futures. So we're going to see higher prices at the pump in the coming months.
That can be a drag on the economy.
It can. It's not good news for consumers who have to pay more for gasoline. It's pretty good news for our energy belt and investment and employment in that region of the country. So with the U.S., it's sort of a double-edged, it's a mixed basket of news.
All right. And we also have lots of companies with very prominent logos reporting their quarterly profits and losses. We'll see companies like Microsoft. We'll see Facebook. We'll see Boeing. But broad brush, we've already seen some results in recent weeks.
Yeah, I mean, broad brush, the earnings are coming in a little subdued for 2019. So a few markdowns here and there, the hit from the global economy is being felt.
Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you.
My pleasure.
It is a decent time to be graduating from college. According to a new survey, the tight labor market means those getting their diplomas this year can expect a much easier job hunt and higher starting salary than at any other time in the last decade. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has the latest figures on prospects for the class of 2019.
Graduation at Arizona State is still about a month away, but electrical engineering major Cameron Sluter is already sitting pretty.
I've got a full-time job lined up, and I couldn't be happier.
Sluter accepted an offer from the spaceflight engineering firm he's been interning with, and his early hiring isn't unusual for this class of grads.
They're doing well, and they can expect a relatively bright future.
Edwin Koch is with the National Association of Colleges and Employers. Their surveys show companies plan to hire about 11% more new graduates this year than last. Starting salaries are up 1.5%, and new grads are more likely to find jobs that are in line with their degree and long-term goals, says Heidi Shearholtz with the Economic Policy Institute.
And that's really good news for just being able to start your career, getting the valuable experience that then you can build on.
With their college years marked by economic stability, she says this class is feeling secure enough to pursue those artsy dream jobs that might not be the most lucrative. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
We recently heard from Fran in New York, New York, who wanted to let us know that she appreciates Marketplace's in-depth reporting and that we help her better understand the economic and political issues of the day. To join Fran in supporting trustworthy, objective journalism, donate online at marketplace.org. Thanks to all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible. Now to not getting soaked when you stay at a hotel. I don't mean the bill. Odds are increasing your hotel room will have no bathtub. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Michael Sumi has designed a lot of hotels, from boutiques to brands like Hyatt and Hilton. He's a principal at architecture firm Stonehill Taylor in New York.
We have a lot of clients and a lot of brands who are saying, get rid of the bathtub. The bathtub is a thing of the past. Tear them out of our old hotels and put in big, beautiful glass enclosed walk-in showers.
Plenty of hotels are doing just that. Shower-only hotel rooms in the U.S. now make up nearly a quarter of all rooms. That's triple the number only a couple of years ago. The Moxie Hotel in Lower Manhattan is one example.
And then the bathroom, which is the focal point of the room.
Mark Gordon is the hotel's developer. He points out a walk-in shower with grey tile, fancy bath products, a wide shower head. He says they considered tubs.
But because the rooms really are efficiently designed from a spatial perspective, we thought that the highest guest satisfaction would result in a large shower.
The entire room, bathroom and hallway included, is a compact 185 feet. That's far smaller than the average hotel room built 20 years ago, says Joe Brancatelli. He runs the site Joe sent me for business travelers. He says ditching the tub for a standalone shower saves space.
Hoteliers say, wait, I can give customers what they want, give the impression of being stylish, and use less space, which means I can squeeze more hotel rooms into the same size building.
And get more revenue from those extra rooms. But Michael Sumi of Stonehill Taylor says tubs won't disappear. Some vacationers like a good soak, and
for hotels that cater to families, and if there's small kids, having a bathtub is a necessity.
Also, it's still cheaper to upgrade old finishes and replace moldy shower curtains than it is to haul out the tub and install a walk-in shower. He says hotels will proceed gradually. Bathers, you have time. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Another story we're covering today, the effect of the Trump administration's 50% tariff on imported washing machines. The Federal Reserve and the University of Chicago have done the numbers. The costs of the import duty are being paid for out of the pockets of consumers. And appliance companies have increased the costs not just of washers, but of dryers, even though the tariff on dryers has not gone up. Why? Because they can, and because washers and dryers tend to be bought in pairs. The study also shows 2,000 jobs were created by the washer tariff at a cost to consumers of more than $800,000 per job. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.